This is KUT. More than 22 inches of rain fell in parts of Bastrop County over the weekend. Smithville was among one of the places hardest hit. The rain caused flash flooding that forced mandatory evacuations in some parts of the county. KUT's Mose Bouchel went to talk to some of those forced from their homes.
I'm here at the recreation center that's been set up as an emergency shelter, where a lot of people here say this is not their first flood.
This ain't my first flood, but this is my worst flood. Yeah.
Floyd Henderson evacuated with his family around 1 a.m. Sunday morning after a field next door flooded, sending water into his home.
Were you able to bring anything, or did you just
No, when I was alerted, the water was, it was pretty much getting up there where I had to get my girls and get out.
Others left their homes much earlier when it became clear Tropical Storm Harvey might bring high waters this far into Texas.
I took off 2 days ago, so I took off before everything really started happening because I just didn't want to have to drive through it. I didn't want to have to deal with it. I just wanted to be safe.
Rick Coleman is from Bastrop. He said he used to stay at home when floods happened. Not anymore.
I just don't want to die yet. And something silly as a flood. So, yeah, it's one thing I have with age is wisdom. So I'm trying to use a little bit of it.
One thing people are wondering here is how high up the river might flood. I'm standing actually in a park now in Smithville where the Colorado River has already jumped its banks and has flooded what would normally be dry land. I'm actually looking at lampposts that are about half submerged in the water. So the flooding has not deterred at least one fisherman. Do you mind if I ask what you're doing here?
No. I'm out here fishing. First of all, was making sure that my family and everything was secure at home. And when this river comes up, it's the best time, you know, sorry to say, but it's the best time to catfish. So try to make the best of a bad situation is what I'm doing. Yes, sir.
I'll say. And what's your name?
Mark Buentello.
Back at the shelter, volunteers bring packs of bottled water in to the 76 evacuees that have arrived so far. Kay Hurst is a Smithville City employee.
We will be here to the end until everybody's back home and safe. And we're here. We're open. We're here to take care of us.
As of Sunday afternoon, the wind was still blowing, snapping the flags in front of this shelter, and the rain was still coming down. Organizers expected more people to be coming in as the rain continued to fall. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.